Good morning. There's a lack of contentment in our country. Can I just tell you that? We need salt. We need people who is seasoned in Christ. And there's so much tragedies. There's so much in our country right now. And people is taking out from us in a way that we don't want, right? By events that we literally hate in terms of what's going on. But there's people also who has been taken, you know. It remind me, Pastor Mark Trotter, you know, one of our teachers that I will say he did a lot for our church. And our story today, we will be in 2 Kings chapter 2, and we're going to go through verse 1 all the way to the 22. But I want you to read this verse first, 2 Kings 2, 19. I just want to work my way out down to the verse 19. That's the main focus of this message. But the Bible says, "And the man of the city said unto Elijah, Behold, I pray thee, the situation of the city is pleasant, as my lord said, but the water is not, and the ground is barren." It means like there's a problem with this city. See, the city is pleasant. Your situation is pleasant this morning. Your home, your wife, your husband, your work, anything around your life is pleasant. But we refuse to believe that it's pleasant. The way how I see this verse is, number one, we have an audience. We have an audience, and we have my life that represent that city that I ultimately is fine. Your city is pleasant. Your life is pleasant. But the problem is that the way how we're testifying, either the audience and you testified, what is in your heart and what is coming out of your lips. Your phonetic is messed up because the ground, the heart, is not seasoned with salt. That's the problem. And in other words, the practical will way version of this verse, and this is just an application, but this is how it sounds for me. The audience in my life will testify words from our hearts. See, you can know light when you're speaking. What's coming out of you, that's what you're bearing inside. That's what you're growing. And that's the problem. That's why this country is suffering lack of contentment. And by the way, we need salt. We need men and women who are seasoning in Christ. And that's why you turn on your TV every day. And every day you're looking at people being dead, people being taken in a way that we don't want. You know why? Because there's lack of contentment. If I have to choose a passage in the Bible that talk about contentment, I will go here, because what I see is Elijah and Elijah. I don't know how to pronounce that. Those names sounds familiar. So Eliseo is the disciple. But these dudes are seasoned in Christ. They totally understand the mission because they are content. Their city, their situation is pleasant, and regardless, Elijah is going to be taken, and he knows the reality. He's visiting churches. He's going through LFBI, visiting his students, the son of the prophets. And there's contentment. If you want to get the whole picture of 2 Kings chapter 2, here's the thing. Phrases that are key for you, and went down, that show us directions. Hold ye your peace. We can study about silence. We can learn about patience by learning terhi. I pray thee, learn about respect, how you can speak. The word taken, take, took. And talk about the rapture. The entire chapter talk about the rapture. It give us a glimpse that was coming to the church. That's why we preach. Water, salt, ground is life. Christ is reflected. They're looking, they're searching for Elijah for 3 days, and they don't find him. There's a principle that is necessary in terms of division. You need to learn how to divide the Bible, but you also need to know that you need to send people. We need to split the way. so that we can reproduce Christ in the world. We need people that is seasoned with salt. And that's the problem. There's no contentment. The entire chapter in Will's Way is talking about contentment. You might be disagreeing with me, but it don't matter to me. That's what God gave me. First and Second Kings give us almost a 400 years of pure history. The nation of Israel, it talks a lot. There's an audience that is dispersed. The North Kingdom, Israel, Judah. They lost protection because they're not seeking God. They're not seeking it. Israel lost sight, and that's how we are living in these days. I would say that if you read 1 and 2 Kings, you will know very, very simple. The king after king is falling down because they're not seeking Christ. There's no salt, and we are called to be salt. My name is Will. I'm one of the members of this church. And I want to challenge you, after the day of today, that you considering where you are in terms of contentment. Because it seems like we're searching for answers out of this book, and I have a problem with that. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much, Father. Thank you so much because you make me a member of MBT, Midtown Baptist Temple. Thank you for the grace that you have in us. But Lord, I just pray that you decrease myself so that you can increase, Lord. If I make anyone confused, Lord, that we can talk about later. But Father, that this message is to our hearts in the name of Jesus. Amen. If you're one of those that take notes, And 2 Kings chapter 2, from verse 1 all the way to 6, we're going to talk about revelation. That's the revelation. There's a revelation that was given from God to the audience. And verse 1 says the Bible, 2 Kings 2, verse 1 all the way to 6. And it came to pass, the revelation, when the Lord will take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elijah from Gilgal, and Elijah said unto Eliseo, man, that's easy, tarry thee, I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Bethel. And Eliseo said unto him, has the Lord lived? And has thy soul lived? I will not leave thee. So they went down to Bethel. And the son of the prophets, the word in Bethel, came from Elijah, and said unto him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he says, yeah, I know, dude. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah saying to him, Elisha, tarry thee. I pray thee, for the Lord hath sent me to Jericho. And he said, has the Lord lived? So look at his heart. He loved his pastor. And has had thy soul lived? I will not leave thee. So they came to Jericho. And the son of the prophets that were in Jericho came to Elijah and said to him, knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, yeah, I know it. Hold ye your peace. And Elijah saying to him, tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he says, has the Lord lived? And how thy soul live? I will not leave thee. And they too went on. So one of the most interesting things in this passage is that everyone in the audience know what's going on. See, Elijah is going to be taken. The revelation was well known by the audience. And there's an expectations, like in our days, the world around us, the audience, the people that is doing ministry with us is expecting something. So the expectation is for you to behave. We're leading people that is dispersed. You are the salt, but the problem is the lack of contentment that we have is separating us from the real gospel, because we're not preaching, because we're trying to find answers somewhere. So we're caught into all this drama. So that's why the gospel cannot go. One of the messages that we're preaching in this church is that God is coming one of these days. That's why we preach salvation. The entire chapter is talking about a possible rapture. You don't want to miss the rapture. Truth of the matter. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-18. And the Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall arise first. Then, which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. We need salt. We need salt. We need more Mark Trotters. We need more Sam Miles. Praise God for your pastor, for my pastor, Sam Miles. Praise God for the contentment that these men reflect to us. And regardless, Mark Trotter was going to be taken. He knew that. And he was content in Christ for the investment that he was doing. He never stopped. He never stopped. But see, we got a little situation in our city, in our home, and we're complaining about it. That's the problem. This is one of the messages that we preach. Jesus is coming. Some people next week and the next week will be taken one way or another. You just don't know. The matter, the fact is that it's coming. See, you see, Elijah is the pastor. Elijah is the mentor, the disciple, the student. He wanted close to his pastor. Are you that person that want to be close to your pastor? Do you desire that heart of these guys? And there's so much here. You see, a pastor training the guy after him. He knows that he's going. Do you know that the Brandon Briscoe will be gone one of these days? And myself and Pastor Sam and all the pastors and I don't know. We all have an audience, guys. We need the salt of the world. We need Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Mark 16:15, and he says into their disciples, his disciples, go ye into the old world and preach the gospel to every creature. And in other words, everything that is breathing, preach it. Even to your dog, if you think that you love him, that he needs Christ, just preach it. But everything, a creature is a creation. Everything that is breathing, do it just for the sake of the soul. Who knows? I believe that we will have dogs in heaven. I don't know. Or animals. I think they're precious. But here is the thing. 2 Kings 2:19. I'm working my way there. The situation of the city is pleasant. Your marriage is pleasant. Your wife is pleasant. The problem is that the lack of contentment in your heart is making her do things that she should not be doing because you're not content. Oh, it's just the shape. It's just the this. If I have this, you have no idea, Pastor. My situation is so difficult. No, it's not. It's pleasant. The problem is the heart and the speech, the phonetic that we're having with one to another. The situation in your job is pleasant because you can pour down and invest the salt of Christ. That is the problem. We need to remember that the audience that we have is special. The moment that you decide not to follow, you're lost. If you're not a follower, you're just gone. How many people is gone out of the church because they're not following? They just want entertainment. That's what they want. But the situation of the city is pleasant. Consider this. The sons of the prophets were being trained. See, the problem, it's no location. That's not the problem. The problem that we see in our story comes with water and ground. So where are you at? Okay, it seems like you're not content where you are. Oh, I hear this all the time, and I probably say this myself when I was probably in my first year. Oh, I married my best friend. No, you don't marry your best friend. You married your wife. There's a difference between a best friend and a wife. You marry someone to honor that person in Jesus' name. Be content. But that's the problem, that you marry with your best friend. That's totally wrong. There is a separation between a best friend and your wife or your husband. You have to find that contentment in the name of Jesus. Elijah understood that he was going to be gone. He knew. He's training his next. The city just represents the challenge that you have today, but it's pleasant. The situation that you're going is pleasant because you have Christ. That's it. We need Christ to cross through a dry land. We will see that later. We need loyalty. We need to take pastoral leadership very high. When God gives us pastors, guys, that's for a reason. And yes, we are so imperfect and ridiculous at times, but it is what it is. We are imperfect. Your situation, your pastor is pleasant. Proverbs 22:6 gives us a very simple principle. I am not going to give you anything that you never hear before, but Proverbs 22:6 says, train up a child in the way he should go. Oh, by the way, it's not in the way that you think they should go. See, we're training leaders because they have a way to go. I cannot train my daughters in the way that I think they should go. They have a way to go because Jesus, she's going to do ministry in a different way than I am. That is simple, but we're still training. Not in the way that I think. There's 11 mentions in the Bible about the sons of the prophet. And it's a correlation. That's the difference. There's a correlation with the name of Elijah in these 11 mentions in your King James Bible. And the interesting thing, everything has to be with discipleship, with training. It's so hard to find true disciples. Seriously. What I'm trying to say, guys, we need to mentor people who is going to be the salt of this world, because here's the problem. Because there's a problem that we all face one of these days. By the way, if you came here, let me tell you, there's two messages that you need to hear this morning. It's salvation. Are you saved? Do you understand the message of the gospel? If you don't know this, we need to talk about it because it's critical. But then the other thing, if you don't even know that, well, guess what? You're going to miss the rapture. If the Lord come today, you will be left behind. And you don't want to be in those days. At least I'm not going to be here. Hey, when we're taken, it's over. There's no more gospel for us. What you did is what you did. That's why you need to be content today, because it's necessary for us. Let me work my way. The revelation caused division. Let's build this thing until the verse 19 that I want to get there. And the verse 7 says, and 50 men of the son of the prophets went and stood and viewed far off, and they too stood by the Jordan. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together, and it smote the water, and they were divided higher and tighter, so they too went over on dry ground. So number one, in order to divide, to learn the scripture, in order to understand doctrine, you must, or you maintain upright position. You have to. There's no gray area. You have to keep it up. You have to stand up. You have to be with brothers and sisters so then you can learn how to divide the Bible. Number two, in order to learn, we must be teachable. You cannot learn if you're not teachable. If you think that you know it all, then there's no room for you to make disciples. You're not going to be a follower. You're just going to know stuff. The revelation of God will divide. We need to learn the scripture. We need mentors that are seasoned in Christ. See, the situation of this church is pleasant. It is pleasant for you. You just don't want to see it. I just don't want to see it. These men in stone, they were standing, seeing what God was going to do. They were aware. They knew that Elijah was going to be taken. There is a common thing that we all know, that Jesus is coming.
Jesus is coming.
Yeah, we know.
Jesus is coming.
I know he's coming. We need to do a song with that stuff. Jesus is coming. And if you don't know how to divide the Bible, if you don't know how to navigate in the scripture and split and allow Christ to let you go into dry land, but let me tell you, you have to start, you have to stand, and you have to stand with somebody and just be a follower. So to allow God to just divide the word of truth so you can go in dry land, that's the problem. There's so much lack of contentment in your city, in your home. We blame others because you don't want to take responsibility. That's the problem. Church, the moment that you decide to be still, to trust in your pastor and your leaders, the moment that you choose to follow Jesus, those relationships, those problems, that ministry just will fall in your feet, because God promised there is provision. There is provision. There is a safety spot by standing with somebody else and just look upon what God is doing. But isn't this takes investment. Elijah was not scary about it. He's visiting the LFBI, Bible Middle East Institutes. He's visiting dudes. He's spending time. You know that we got international students now? That work that Pastor Briscoe's putting with Sam and all is now out of these walls in the name of Jesus. We got teachers. Jericho was a city that it was divided, guys. It was a city that needed more. The character of God, you need to write this down. But the character of God show us that he alone came to teach us how to divide. But Jesus came to unite under his blood. See, here's the thing. God come to divide. Jesus come to unite. That's the thing. That's the difference. God is not a God of democracy. He hated. Whatever he says is whatever he means. Jesus came to unite. Oh, I just don't believe that. Yeah, we need salt. But please understand, God show us that he wants to divide the world. There's a difference between wicked and good. There's a difference between light and darkness. Look what Genesis 1 says. And God saw the light, that he was good, and God divide the light from darkness. Genesis 1:6, and God says, let there be the firmaments in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God says, Genesis 1:14, and God says, let there be light in the firmaments of the heaven to divide the day from the night. See, we're too caught, you know, we're trying to keep the church united. So you know why? Because we don't want to call people out. Because we don't want to call sin, sin. Because we want to keep everyone together. Oh, you believe that whatever stuff that you're doing, oh, yeah, it's okay. It's okay. No, God is not a God of democracy. It's either black or white. But there's no middle. There's no middle. Now, through the blood of Jesus Christ, with our faults and our problems, we're united. In Jesus' name, by the blood. But you know why God can't? God come and he divided, he split it. Churches are too busy trying to keep people together because they don't want to stand on what, there's no doctrine. They don't know how to divide the truth. That's the problem. Churches want to keep people happy. We need doctrine, we need a scripture, we need unity in the blood of Jesus, not in your wickedness. That's the problem. We need to call out what is wrong. A true disciple follow in regardless. It is simple, but you know what happened? Again, the lack of contentment. You see it all the way in the book of Acts 14:4. We got an audience that is divided. Acts 23:7, same thing, an audience that is divided. 1 Corinthians 1:13, Paul says, what are you talking about? Is the body divided or split? No. That's why Sam says we protect unity. However, there's people that don't agree with our doctrine, and that's okay. But we believe what we believe. We follow Jesus. Before you follow Jesus, you need the blood upon you. You need to understand that God alone came to divide. He don't believe in democracy. Democracy doesn't even exist in the Bible. What Jesus says, that's what it is, what God says. You need to go in a homework. Acts chapter 2, it gives you a great principle of what you do and a corporal thing. If you want to share the gospel, Acts chapter 9, you have to understand the importance of your testimony. Acts 2, corporate. Acts 9, testimony. And Acts 16, making disciples. Just read those three chapters. That's the theology of the gospel. Chapter 2, corporate. You need the church. Chapter 9, testimony. Chapter 16, go and make disciples. You need to share the gospel. 2 Timothy 2:15. We all know these verses. A study to show the self-approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You have to. I'm not going to give you anything new than you never hear. I'm picking the verses that are easy for me to read. Sorry. But here's what I tell you right now. The situation of your city is pleasant. Stop making excuses. Your situation is pleasant today. Don't put it in somebody's core. It's what are you doing with your city? What are you doing with your marriage, with your kids? You don't know my kids. No, and I don't want to know them because I already got two myself. I understand what you're talking about. It is hard. But Elijah knew that his situation was pleasant, even knowing that he was going to be taken. Some of you guys will not be here next year. I promise you. Maybe all together go and we meet the Lord and the clouds and I'm done. I'm done selling. I truly hate my life. It's so hard. We need a little bit of salt. We need the testimony of pastors. We need a little bit of salt. Guys, let me start wrapping this thing. Third point that we're doing for today, the revelation of Christ. The revelation caused division, but guess what? Provision. The revelation of God caused division, and I hope it's causing division. However, it gives us provision for you to go. Look at this. 2 Kings 2:9-15. Pray for me. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah and Eliseo asked what I should do before thee, before I be taken away from thee. And Elijah said, I pray thee, let a double portion of the Spirit be upon me. And he says, thou hast asked a hard thing. He's like, dude, are you serious? I'm like, come on. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken, so he knows that he's going from thee, I should be so into thee. But if not, it should not be so. Verse 11, and it came to pass as they still went on. So they still together, two by twos, and talk, that behold, their appearance of a chariot, there's a no, I'm not talking, a chariot. I almost called that like Cheetos on fire. Have you ever tried those Cheetos on fire? Bro, I'm... And your fingers get all red and stuff like that. But okay, so let me try that again. I practice this in my house. So there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parting them both asunder. And Elisha went up with a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried. My father, Mark Trotter. I mean, he was. We need men that invest in our hearts. Carries of Israel. And the horseman, therefore, and he saw him no more. And he took hold of his clothes, and it rent it in two pieces. And he took up also the mantle of Elijah and fell from him. And it went back and it stopped by the back of the Jordan. And he took the mantle of Elijah and fell for him and smote the waters. And he said, and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they part higher and tighter, and Elijah went over. And when the sons of the prophets, which were to view Jericho, saw him, they said, the spirit of Elijah doth the rest of Elijah. And they came to meet him and bowed themselves to the ground before him. Number one, guys, please notice, but provision come as a result of a relationship. God will provide. Everything is start with a relationship with you and the Lord, and then you can invest in other people. You have to. Second, the same relationship that they had is put it in practice. They're visiting the fellowship, the Christians in Jericho and in Bethesda. I mean, the guys are all in. Guys, there is provision. They part ways, but that's okay. God will provide. Church, let me tell you, but that's why we need to separate. Let me remind you, the separation is always good. They separate. See, Elijah did 16 miracles. Eliseo did 32. He doubled it up. That God provide. Oh, Elijah was good, but Elijah was, you know, God provide. Elijah closed the heavens for 3.5 years. Eliseo did it for 7 years. Do you know what I'm talking about? Can I just tell you the provision comes from the Lord? But we need to ask. The level of contentment in your heart is going to determine where you go with this. If you're lacking contentment, there's no salt. It is simple. Matthew 7:7, ask, and I should be given to you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened into you. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added into you. It doesn't say like some things. It's what God wants to give you. He will allow you to be part. But you know what happened? That you're running away. You're just running away because of your lack of contentment. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. But godliness with contentment is a great thing. 1 Timothy 6:6. You have to. You have to find contentment somehow, somewhere. But this is the problem. And the man and your audience is saying the situation of your city is pleasant. You just refuse to believe that your situation is pleasant. How easy is to walk in emotions? How easy is to walk in what I think without accountability? So you know what I picture? Elijah is like, dude, I'm leaving. I'm done. There's no more. I know I have to go. I don't want to do this. Trust me. But he is so full of faith. He understands 100% that his situation, and regardless, is pleasant. You know, we make too much provision for the things that we like it. That's the problem. Lack of contentment comes when your investments are in the things of this earth. When you're just focusing in this, and this, and this. When you're focusing in other things but Christ, then you are now comparing your wife. Lord, you have no idea. If my wife just looked like that and you're... That's the problem, because you married your best friend. That's the problem. You have a wife. She's not your best friend. A wife... My wife is all for me. I love everybody in this room. But if I have a second, I know what I want to do with my wife. And I let you with that. If that sounds kind of bad, I don't know. I was not trying to make anyone laugh, but I guess you did. But the revelation caused division and give us provision. Look what Romans 13:14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. So don't make provision for the things that are making you step away from the Lord. Simple. The revelation then caused division and give us provision. Listen, for a better reality. This is how I close this morning. Let me work my way down. Here is the key. Verse 16. And they said, just going back to 2 Kings 2:16, and they said unto him, behold now, there be with thy servants 50 strong men. Let them go. We pray thee, and seek thy masters. Let peradventure the Spirit of the Lord had taken him up, and cast him upon some mountains, or into some valleys. And he said, yeah, shall not send. So, these people want to go and find what has been taken. They just trying to find this. He's gone. That's how the world is. They're trying to find what has been taken. Let's put our faith in Jesus. But look what it says in 17. And when they urged him till he was ashamed, he says, send therefore 50 men. And they sought 3 days, but found him not. And when they came again to him, for he tarried at Jericho, he said unto them, did I not say it unto you, go not? And the man of the city said unto Elijah, behold, I pray thee that the situation of the city is pleasant, and my Lord see it, but the water is not in the ground's bearing. That's the root of the problem. But look at this. And he says, Bring me a new cruse and put salt therein. And they brought it into him. And he went forth into the springs of the water and cast the salt in there and said, thou sayest the Lord, I have healed the waters. There shall not be from these any more death bearing land. So the waters were healed into this day, according to the saying of Elijah, Eliseo, which he spake. Make sure that you know this, but God is going to take away your teachers at some point. You know what happened? You're going to be need dependent on the Lord. You got students from all over the place affected by this. The prophet of the past is gone, and now isn't the new prophet. He's gone. Elijah is gone. Now isn't Eliseo's work just to do the work. Is on you, but you need to follow first. That's the problem. The situation was pleasant. But let me give you my new version. And I'm not promoting new versions of the Bible. I'm just saying, this is how I interpreted verse 20. Hey church, can you please bring me another excuse? Bring me a new crew, and I will fix it with a little bit of salt. That's it. Oh, so are you coming with another excuse? I mean, is that the whole thing? So now you got another more thing to do? Just bring it to me. So he get the picture, the cruise. I just want to add salt. Just bring me more excuses, one to another. Bring me one more, then guess what? I'm going to add salt. See, lack of contentment is fixed by the word of God. That is simple. Bring me another. Bring me one more. Oh, really? Just bring it on. We're not content because we lose sight. Matthew 5:13, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, worth it shall be salted. See, we cannot lose sight. We cannot lose the flavor of the Lord Jesus Christ. And a lot of people, I believe in a room like this size, we got a few people that lose sight. But you know what happened? We are choosing not to be content in that persona that Jesus made us to be. You know what happened? We need Jesus working in our hearts. It's just so interesting. You know what Elijah did? What Eliseo did? He split the mantle. That's what we need. Remember when Jesus Christ is in the cross? He died. He gave his spirit. What's what happening? The mantle was split in half. That's what we need. The blood of Jesus. You need Jesus Christ for you to be content today. Don't put the burden in anybody but you. Colossians 4:6. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that ye might know how the answers of every man. But we just don't want. We are too caught in our drama. But has the worship team start walking in 2 Kings 2:19 says this, the audience in my life and your life will testify words from our hearts. Let me remind you, we are to be the salt of this earth, but we're wasting our time. And I want you to bow your head right now because we're going to pray. And Pastor Briscoe lead us in supper tonight. And it was great just to consider what we're doing. But let me tell you, we don't come here to a session of theology. We're coming here to a session of being convicted. It's a section where you have to face the Lord one of these days. And in this moment, I don't want you to look at me. I want you to look to your heart and understand that your city is pleasant. And until you realize that you have a place in the name of Jesus. Guys, the revelation of Jesus Christ must cause division. And we need the provision of the Lord Jesus Christ to be able to walk through for a better reality. We need that. And I want to ask you, if you're sitting today and you say, Pastor, I need prayers. I think I'm one of those. I think I'm not pleasant in my city, in my home, with my children, in my situation, whatever the case is. Then I think you need to take the step and just put that in front of God. Stop trying to fix it, because your situation today is pleasant and regardless. You might have to leave the city. You might have to leave the town. You might have to leave your job to another job. Listen, your situation is still pleasant.